back to business. Please, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you still like me. Pay me.
My persuasion can build a nation. Endless power. Without love, we can devour.
You'll do anything for me.
Well, we are back here in the Reje Performance Festival. We switch off the streaming for a moment. We were talking with Sarah Koller. We were talking about the future, about the meaningful life. We have been nicely interrupted by some artists that are now here around the table, so I will introduce them really, really soon. But I just wanted to say to Sarah and the people that were listen to what we were talking with Sarah that this is a start for a new meeting with Sarah, and we should definitely, make more radio about all these topics. Today we are in this festival of performance here in Neue Oerlikon, and so we talk about what's happening here. And we record some extract of this performance that was made with the drums. So with the magic of post-edit, post-production, we will make it sort of smooth, that there will be like some record of your performance, and then me now speaking and introducing you. I like usually to let the guest introduce themselves with the word they like. So you are many, there are two microphones, so maybe there will be only a few of you that will speak for all the rest of the group. So I look at the boss, one of you, you have two mic. So who are you?
Okay, so I'll introduce everybody. Hi, thanks for the invitation. My name is Rebecca. We are also here with Luz, Cindy, Charito, Jimena. Lina, Valentina, and we're just representing a small group of 50. But I'll let anyone else who wants to also speak get the mic.
So we are La Red de Tamboreras de Suiza. So it's a network and collective of people. We mostly women, non-binary people, and feminists. And we use drums from Colombia as a tool for activism, for feminist activism.
And today, so you are from Geneva, if I understood right?
Yes, we are coming from Geneva, but there's also a Red de Tamboreras in Colombia, who are the women that first started this movement and that inspired us to bring it here, thanks to Cindy Cedeño.
And can we maybe also say about how this movement started in Colombia, and if it have a long history or if it's something new?
So I guess like 13 years ago or 15 years ago, a group of two musicians, professional musicians, decided to make music with another women. And then it was first intended to be for musicians, but then they realized very quickly that many, many women that have never done drums or music or anything came to the project. And then I guess the network, it started like an organic need of the people. And then so they trained many, many women in Colombia, in Barranquilla, with the, I don't know in English, you say onomatopoeia. It's like with words, not with the classical pentagram and all the structure. And then, and so they teach these people, all these women, with this technique, and it started to grow. And then one of them, the two musicians whose names are Jen del Tambo and Orito Cantora, met with Cindy Cedeño, and then they were inspired by the 19th of June, 2019, and they decided to bring drums to this manifestation. How do you say in English?
Is this the strike? No, we can say women's strike.
And so that's kind of a little bit the short version of the story.
And so the group is also, I mean, you perform today, but you, except for the 14th of June strike, you also have a regular activity. We can maybe say how those activities are developing.
So definitely most of our work happens in public space. So of course the feminist strike, 8th of March, any other public manifestation of fight for equity, climate justice, feminism, where we try to be there as much as possible. And separately from that, we have a space every Monday in Geneva where we meet, we practice, we talk, we speak, and we just connect with each other and also learn with each other. So yes, and it's... we sometimes get the opportunity to go beyond Geneva, like today in Zurich. The Red de Tamboreras has also been in Lausanne and in many other cities in Switzerland.
And do you choose, with the group, members of the group, where do you go to perform, or you are invited? How does it work, the date, not the decision to go somewhere?
So like any association, it's a collective decision. So yes, we just talk. We have a committee that makes decisions for the association. It's called Association Equinox, Equinox Association. And that's where we discuss every single activity that we have to do, who can go. And that's mostly the decision-making body of the group. But we nevertheless discuss it with everyone that goes every Monday to our rehearsals, and we try to make collective decision making.
And it's basically like volunteering activity, or you're like start to get professional? I mean, how also this side is articulated?
That is
bon a question. I'm saying off mic, it's bon question.
In what?
Yeah, professional. Like you mean like
you
paid?
Mean like professional
paid
musicians
or how?
Yeah,
professional.
I mean I'm supposed like for probably the women strike. You go there sort of volunteering. I mean because it's something in the public space. But do you also have like some, let's say like musician geeks? No, some people paying you to come. How it's developed the activity?
So maybe it's important to say that in the Red de Tamboreras, most of the participants.
Wait. We have a small with the short line mic. Yes. Okay, so now it's
most of the participants are not musicians, so not professional musicians. So it's something we learn with time. So it's been like 3 years now that we are that the Red de Tamboreras exists. So. No, we don't have professional gigs like musicians have, because our main goal is not to entertain people, but to manifest, to say something, to fight for something, fight for equity. So we mostly are in strikes, in manifestations, in places where, for example, for associations that organize small events for a cause. And if it is in our values as a collective, then we go there and we play. But no, we don't have, like, as you say, professional gigs as a musician groups of any kind of music.
And we might somehow to resume, it's sort of a no-profit organization also.
Yes, yeah. That's why, and the main reason why we also created the association, in order to help to sustain this collective, because we don't live of activism.
Yeah. And I'm also curious, because usually in Switzerland, like drum or like loud activities in music are connected with carnival, and there are many ways to call it, less the French part, but in Swiss German part, and Ticino, this kind of important, let's say, popular activity. This is a Guggen music, no? That they mostly are active during a carnival. But so I'm curious about your opinion, how this activity were from Colombia with drums, also some rhythm from there, how this, like, translation or bring it in Switzerland, how it's going, because it's something really new, no? Somehow to also put this music heritage into the strikes and the militant or I would say activist scale. So I'm curious about it.
Well, I think
there is this small off mic.
I think that. What is different? I mean, I know Guggen music, like, not so well, but I have seen it. I guess I don't think we know very well. It's not very connected. We have never really made this link. But for us, it's important to say too that not all of us, but many of us come from Latin America, and so the Red de Tamboreras was also a place in which we found each other. We spoke our mother tongue, which is like a place of safety, and is like empower us again in saying, okay, we are here, it's cool, but we are also from some other place. So there was already this like internal process, and then in the street, of course, when we go in on the streets, only the drums are different. We are different. We play a different kind of music that people don't know. So it's also this taking this public space that has been a really nice experience. And what I think personally is that we have had a good welcoming. I mean, people are not mad at us or are like, oh, you're too loud or something. Like, mostly we have like a good response because, it talks to people, I guess.
And if I can add something, when you talk about how it started in 2019, when Jen Del Tambo came to Switzerland and to Geneva with to stay with Cindy, when they saw the women's strike, they were like, oh my God, drums are missing. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of women, of non-binary people, trans people, united here, but there's no drums, there's no music. And sometimes we see like batucadas that come from Brazil or djembes in some strikes, but we don't see this kind of drums. We don't often hear this kind of music, but it has never been weird to Swiss people to hear that music. So that was pretty good received, yeah.
And does your group is open also to introduce this practice to other community? I mean, in the studio are from South America, but you also having other members that maybe are like pure Genevian people. So that's like also a mixture of
Definitely. Yeah, we have, like, as we said, more than 50 people. And yes, we have lovely people, like, from everywhere. Like, of course, some are Swiss, Hungarian. I'm missing a bunch of national, Armenian. So yes, like, we, of course, are open to any nationality. It's not the issue. What we do is to of course explain respectfully what's the origin and the heritage of the music. You know, it's super important to be aware of, like, even if I am Colombian, I need to learn, where is this music coming from? What's the history of it? What is it saying? When is it played in its traditional spaces? So I can honor it and respect it when I play it. But yes, of course, they're not here with us today, but there are, of course, many members that are Swiss.
So it's an open source music, no? Everybody can play with it and add stuff.
Yes, and also what's important, and of course it's played the drums, but also, as our name is Red, like, network, we also are a real network. Like, when someone needs something, we are here to support, to help with whatever we have in our hands to help, and also to promote and share these values of equity, of respect of each other, of respect of differences also. And it's sometimes fun also, because it's funny because we have a lot of people that are not really into music or in dancing or in feeling rhythms, and when we play Colombian drums, it's you have to feel the rhythm. Otherwise, it's very robotic, or it can be really hard. First of all, hard to play and hard to listen. So it's also fun to see how people that do not feel this rhythm with the time, now you can see they start to move and to move the shoulders and to feel this rhythm, because they used to play more and more all of this. Yeah.
Can I add something to that, yeah, Vale? Because when you say movement, for many of us, it's been a healing practice. So we have, no matter what passport you have, like, it doesn't matter, we are connected in the fight against patriarchy. And while we play, we heal. And while we speak to each other and we connect with the rhythms and we learn what is the difference between bullerengue and fandango, what is a cumbia, how does it sound different from the bullerengue, we heal in every single time we rehearse and we play. And when we play publicly, I want to believe that we help others heal as well. So just wanted to connect to moving, because to me that's what it says immediately.
Yeah, I guess one of the topic also about this group music practice that are, like, kind of a group really large, like you say, 50 people, is also having a sort of you know, empowerment in terms that I think, especially in Switzerland, like, the music practice is just for professional. No, there is not like this street practice of because there is maybe this idea that you have to be precise and you know, very professional, otherwise you are not belongs to the musicians or the music practice. So I know it a bit more from Italy, that they're like, they call it, or I call it, street music practice, which in Switzerland is the Guggen music, no? Because they do Britney Spears, they do really mainstream music that most of the time comes also from United States or big companies. So it's also a way to, within the carnival, not to take over this and to have appropriation of this and just not be the consumer, but also take it for yourself and playing. So yeah, I was wondering for you also if this point is something that is in your mind and is also part of the pleasure, not to be the ones that plays.
I think, yes, playing in the public space is a big part of being also in La Red de Tamboreras. It's important that as feminists, as Latin American women, as migrants, as marginalized people, that we are able to occupy public spaces and to occupy the sound space as well. And as you say, it's not necessarily about being perfect, because as Valentina said before, we are not a professional music group. We are first a network of activists fighting for feminist objectives. So always our political message is at the forefront, and then we use the drums and music from back home and from Colombia to be able to express that. And it's also related to that. It's important to say that because most of us are Latin American migrant women, we do not have the same equal political rights as other people, as Swiss people. So then being able to occupy the space, being able to show up with our huge drums and make this huge noise is also a way for us to be visible, to be present, and to take space in order for our fights to be heard. So being able to play outside, being able to play even if we're not professionals, because we're compañeras, that is a very important value and objective also of La Red.
And I wanted to say also, when hearing you and in regards of your question, that it is also a funny thing that many of us come from Latin America, but we don't necessarily knew how to play this music. So it was also a process to reconnect ourselves with that. And when we play music, it's our way, our like physical way to connect to our heritage, which is have been already said. But I think when you ask if it's important for us to play, of course, because this is when I'm bringing the sounds here. We are bringing the sounds from the Caribbean, because I don't come from the Caribbean, so I had to learn from the people who came from the Caribbean, and I'm honored that they share this music with me. And in that sense, it's important to play, to be the producers of sound, not only the consumers.
And curiosity and maybe technical question, I was just wondering about the drums, no? If they are really import from South America, or the you maybe have some drums that are also, I don't know, I'm not an expert of drum, but yeah, maybe a few words about the drums themselves.
Yes, all of the drums that we used to play here today were made in Colombia by Colombian artisans that have preserved this way of making drums for many, 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 many years. And they have a traditional way of making these drums. They are extremely special and valuable to us. And they are very much, yes, they are unique. Each drum is unique. They come from indigenous trees, indigenous leaves, and from the skin of animals. So every single one of our drums is unique, is special, and is also one of the material elements that connect us to the land where the music that we play originates. So we, one of our teachers, Gender Tambo, she says that each drum has its own spirit, its own personality. So they are very much also the protagonists of La Red de Tamboreras, and they're very, very special to us.
But just to say something that I always found super curious is that we started with djembes. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the initiative started, we had none. We didn't even have like two Colombian drums, and we started playing with djembes. And so I thought always that it was like the full circle, because those drums came to Latin America with the slavery from the people that were enslaved. Who came to Colombia, transformed there with the mixes between indigenous and other music, and then came back here, and we started to play with the drums made in Africa. So I felt that was super beautiful. But then for the teachers, for our mentors, it was very important to play with the drums from there, because the people who produce them, they grow trees specifically for that. So for 20 years, they take care of this tree, and this tree become, I don't know if more than one, but one drum, but they are like taking care of for that. So then we started to change it. But at first, we use djembes.
I really like this connection with the drums, as you say, that it has sort of a soul, because I mean, I think there is a connection also within the fight with the patriarchy, because usually the manhood is about having the connection with your rifle, no? Like, it's more like having the soldier, the army, they said you have to have your connection with the rifle, whatever, so it's also sort of like a changing of paradigm, no? To have a connection with an object that is not meant to kill, but more meant to dance, no? So I think it's also like you know, brainstorming point that is pop up in my mind, and I like it, no? It's, the fact that you all have this connection with the drum, and I'm curious if you have your own, or like the drums are circulating between people, or at some point someone is like, no, I feel this is mine.
That's a good question. So in the association, we have drums that are a collective good. So we bought them with the funds of the association, with a lot of work that Cindy Cedeño has done and with fundraising. So we have drums that are collective, so only members of the association can play them. And we pass them around, because not everyone can get to, you know, bring a drum from Colombia. Some of us have our own drums that are only ours. We name them, we give them names. They have, as Jimena mentioned, they have their own personalities. And for those that are starting, they just start with whatever they have. I was not in that red when it just started, but what Cindy has told us all is that they started with just, you know, playing the table, like a chair, anything that can make noise. And we continue to have this spirit. Sometimes, for example, we also play the maracas. The maracas are handmade by one of our teachers in Colombia, one of our mentors in Colombia. She makes every single maraca. And in some protests, we don't have enough, so we just feel like empty bottles, but we keep the spirit there. So yeah, some of us have our drums, but we try to share whenever is possible.
And the names are having like a special frame of names, so it can be any names, like Anastasia or whatever. Or the
well, my drum is called Lola.
Okay.
That's my drum. Mine is Lola, but I don't know.
I'm still waiting for my drum to reveal their name to me. Okay.
Maybe we have another names around the table, or maybe it's a secret, I don't know. So. Okay, so so far Lola is the only drums that have a proper name.
There are others. I just don't know other people's drum names, but... But yeah, sometimes it takes time to know. Like, it took me around like 4 months to find like what does it sound like, and mine is a Lola. Yeah.
And I'll get the Lola. I mean, was like you were playing, and at some point say my drum is Lola, or
exactly.
I'll get,
yeah. Just one day was like, yes, you're a Lola, of course. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having a moment with us here in the Lumpen Station studio in the Performance Festival. Rey and Noi. There is too much words in this Performance Festival. I always get confused. But yeah, I hope to see you play in another venue. Maybe you have already like a date or is like on the process a new moment.
Not here in Zurich. We're definitely planning on doing something for November 25 of November, but it will be in Geneva.
Okay, yeah. We have a friend in Geneva,
good.
So we will tell
do
them
visit.
To
yes.
Come. Thank you all, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you for having us.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you.
y como pensaba. Malací el cabello, me polvé la cara. Y entre mis entrañas siempre resonaba la misma palabra.
Negra, 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 negra.
Hasta que un día que retrocedía, retrocedía y que iba a caer.
Al fin
ya comprendí.
Al fin
ya tengo la llave.
Negro, negro, negro.